From AmeriVet Securities, a service-disabled, veteran-owned broker-dealer in New York City, we bring you Compass Check, a podcast created by veterans for veterans. The military uses a compass to navigate air, land, and sea. Now, Compass Check is here to help you navigate your transition into the corporate workforce. Our goal is to reach military veterans and members of the veteran community, empower and connect them with a multitude of resources that will ultimately set them up for success after leaving the military. I'm your host, Army veteran James Fitzgerald. Let's get moving. ProFellow is the world's leading online resource for information on professional and academic fellowships, offering a free database where you can search and bookmark more than 2,600 fellowships and fully funded graduate programs. ProFellow also founded the International Fellows Network, a global professional network of current and former fellowship recipients. ProFellow also helps underserved and non-traditional applicants achieve entry to fully funded master's and PhD programs. My guest today is Dr. Vicki Johnson, founder and director of ProFellow, a leader in the fellowships and higher education industry. Here's our conversation. As many know, I spent 9 years serving in the United States Army as an infantryman. I had deployments taking me to Iraq and Afghanistan doing all types of infantry stuff. I was disappointed to find, after my military transition, the number of opportunities for me to infantry anything was around zero to none. So in order to make myself competitive as I transitioned into the corporate workforce, during my initial years, I had to do a number of internships and fellowships. The unfortunate part for me is I didn't have a lot of mentors to help me navigate this pathway. So today I have a gift for you just in time for Christmas. Some of her fans call her the Doctor of Fellownomics. Sometimes they call her the Fellowship Guru. But today I'm just going to call her Dr. Johnson. Dr. Vicki Johnson is the founder and director of ProFellows, which is a leading resource for the veteran community in the fellowships and higher education industry. What we're going to have today is a clinic on how to really get in and learn how to use fellowships to your advantage as you transition out of the military and into the corporate workforce. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce Dr. Vicki Johnson, founder, director of ProFellows. Dr. Johnson, it's an absolute pleasure to have you join us today on the Compass Check podcast.
Thank you so much, James. It's such a pleasure to be here.
So we're going to jump right into it because we have a lot to cover. And I know our listening and viewing audience has been sending me feedback asking, hey, I'm not ready to move into that full-time corporate workforce position. How can I layer my resume with some experience to help better prepare me to move into this with confidence? So I'm glad to have you here with me today so we can touch on that very topic.
Fantastic. Let's get into it.
What we're going to do is I'm going to start with a background on ProFellows. Number one, tell us exactly what ProFellows is, and also what spurred you to create such an organization?
Yes, I'd love to talk about this. So ProFellow, it actually doesn't have an S, but that's okay. Some people add the S. ProFellow is a website that's dedicated to helping people find and apply to professional and academic fellowships. And even if you're new to the world of fellowships, what are fellowships? We generally call them short-term funded opportunities to do something exceptional. So they kind of live in this world between college and graduate school, but they can be at early career or late career. So at the website, we are really dedicated to helping people find these unique funding opportunities, and there's thousands of them, and then helping people have the application tips and strategies to be a competitive applicant. And these are truly life-changing opportunities. They can give you professional development. They could give you funding for your undergraduate or graduate study. They can even set off your entrepreneurship journey, your scholar journey, your authorship journey. So if you're a creative or someone who's trying to even go down an independent path, they can also help fund that.
There's been a number of fellowships and internships that I've heard about over the years, but I'm glad to have you here today because I really wasn't able to distinguish the difference between an internship and a fellowship
when I first transitioned out. So thank you for that street level definition of what a fellowship is, because that's really what I want us to focus in on today, is how can a fellowship help a transitioning service member or a military spouse really enter the corporate workforce with a level of confidence that ensures that when they walk into their new organization, they know that they've earned their place inside of that organization.
Absolutely. And let me just break down a little bit more the difference between an internship and a fellowship so we can all understand why these fellowships exist. So internships, for the most part, are created by companies and organizations to bring in usually early career talent and just help them to kind of learn the ropes, get their foot in the door. Often though, in an internship, you're doing sort of entry-level work, you know, sort of sometimes they're paid, sometimes they're not. The thing about a fellowship though, is usually more of a structured opportunity, and organizations create fellowships to bring in people to do special projects, to attract leadership and other types of talent into their organization, whether it's an early career or even mid or late career. And they're really set up to have specific outcomes. So they're really a higher level position than an internship. So if you're going into a fellowship, you can expect that you're probably going to get more experience and higher level networks than you would even in an internship. So this is why it could be a great opportunity when you're transitioning out of the military or even later in your career. So, yeah.
I was going to say, you know, just in your professional opinion, a transitioning service member, how early out should they start looking at possible fellowships in their geographic area where they're going to transition? Would you say 6 months or a year out, maybe longer?
Yes, actually, that's a key difference. A lot of internships, because they're a little bit more like jobs, they can be more immediate. You might apply for an internship and start in the next couple of weeks or a month. Fellowships actually have a more in-depth application process. And I can talk a little more detail about this. Sometimes they have essays, you might have recommendation letters. So it's almost more like applying to college in some cases. So you do want to apply early because the deadlines can be far in advance of when the fellowship begins. So even maybe even before your transition, you might want to start going into profellow.com and bookmarking fellowships. So what I didn't mention yet is we have a massive database. It's free and open access to use. You can go in now, even before your service ends, start filtering and bookmarking opportunities, and you'll see the different deadlines, and you'll see sort of what how much time you're going to have to prepare for those deadlines.
Do most of these fellowships come with some type of support built in to help those that are about to apply navigate the application process?
I would say there's not support by the fellowship organizations to help you apply. They'll put their application up. Often they might do info sessions or connect you with alumni. But what we have at ProFellow is lots of resources around applying to fellowships. We have high quality articles. We do events, webinars, features. We even have workshops that help you with things like personal statements, getting recommendation letters, interviews, some of which is quite relevant also just to the general career, you know, journey, like applying for jobs. So you'll find that applying to fellowships is even really good practice, even to just get you warmed up for applying to jobs as well, because you're doing a lot of the same things. So I encourage people to do both. Look at fellowships, look at jobs, internships. I say apply to all of it. But I mean, what's neat about fellowships is that they can really get your foot in the door into certain areas of work, especially government, nonprofit organizations, which is where a lot of the fellowships live. And these types of fellowships will really value the skills that you've developed during your service.
I did a number of fellowships, and most of them were geared towards the nonprofit sector because that was the industry that I wanted to move into. But yet again, I didn't have that understanding of really how to maximize each and every single one of these fellowships because I didn't have that full scope understanding. In your opinion, what do you feel that is a common misunderstanding of what fellowships are or how you can optimize their usage during and afterwards?
I think the biggest misunderstanding is trying to think of them just as another job or that there's some sort of, they're just like a job opportunity. First of all, they are short term. They all have like an end limit to it, kind of the same as internships, but you're going to have a very, you know, brief period of time. It could be anywhere from a couple weeks to maybe up to a year that you're in a fellowship. And I would say that people know that fellowship pay. I mean, what we list on Profello all have stipends or grants, so they all come with funding, but the pay isn't going to be what you're getting in a normal job or the private sector in most cases. It's going to probably be a little bit lower. But the thing that's super valuable from the fellowships is the network. So when you get into fellowships, like I said, you often are going in doing higher level work and you're getting introduced to leaders because you're getting into this competitive process. You're going to meet leaders in the industry, leaders in your cohort. Even as a fellow, you can go out and start kind of cold outward networking because you can say, hey, I'm a security fellow. I'm a Hiring Our Heroes fellow. And people will respond because of that fellowship title. So I would say the biggest benefit is the network that you build, which, to be frank, is the key to getting jobs in this economy. So it's all about the network. There's lots of people applying to lots of jobs. A fellowship can help you stand out on your resume and in your network.
So at this point in our conversation, I'm going to pull out my dead horse so I can start beating it, because what I constantly say on the podcast to veterans that are transitioning out, strengthen your network. And exactly to your point about these fellowships, a lot of it is educational and professional, but it gives you a network that you can use in a variety of different aspects. And I think that that's one of the treasures that people don't talk about enough when it comes to fellowships and the opportunities that can come about while you're engaged in them. So I think we've had enough of the appetizer course. Let's move on to the main course and talk about some of these fellowships that we've been teasing to our listening and viewing audience. I'm going to turn the floor over to you so you can give me some examples of the types of fellowships that can be found on profellow.com.
Okay, James. Now I want to mention as a caveat to everyone listening that there are 2,600 programs listed in the Profello database. I'm only going to be able to name a few in this right now, but I want you to know if whatever I mention here isn't relevant to you or interesting, keep in mind, you got to go into profello.com to get into the database because there could be something specific to you. But I wanted to mention there are a subset of fellowships that's specific to veterans and military spouses. There's a much broader, universe of fellowships that are for people from all different backgrounds. Like I said, from undergraduate student all the way to, mid-late career. Let me just mention a couple of the ones that are for veterans. One of the great ones is the Hiring Our Heroes Corporate Fellowship. This is one, it's designed for active duty military members in the final 180 days of their military service. And they're helping to match you with host companies. So it's specifically designed for the goal of getting you into companies, helping you to really showcase your skills and the things you develop. But it's also going to have training and cohort to that. So, and this particular program also has a special work placement for military spouses too.
Wow.
So that's Hiring Our Heroes Corporate Fellowship. There's some other ones. I want to mention the Veterans Local Government Management Fellowship. This is one that helps place veterans into local government agencies. So that could be anywhere in the country. And it's just a brief training. It's 12 to 25 weeks. But again, getting your foot in the door. If you've ever tried to apply to a government job, I don't care if you're military or not, it is not difficult to really navigate and kind of get through the kind of bureaucratic mess that is applying to government jobs. That's at local, state, and federal level. So these are the kind of programs that really can get you in the door. Another one is the Dog Tag Incorporated Fellowship. Now, this is for people with service-connected disabilities and military spouses and caregivers. So this is really helping people get some professional experience. And then there's the Hill Vets House Fellowship. This is on Capitol Hill. If you want to do some policy work in D.C., they want veterans and their experience to go and actually help inform Congress women and men, and helping them with various issues related to the military. So that would be a great opportunity to get your foot in the door if you like that political sphere. Now, that's just veterans. I only named four. There's way more. I want to mention a couple that are for the broader, audience, U.S. and beyond. And so this can be open to both veterans and spouses. But like I said, there is a lot. They kind of do congregate more in government and nonprofit world than in companies. So the companies have fellowships. But if you have that service bent, you're going to find lots of opportunities in government nonprofit through fellowships. So one is Govern for America. This is a two-year fellowship that helps place you in government opportunities, high-impact roles in government. This is throughout the U.S., and they're really wanting people from diverse backgrounds, and so you really can kind of get in there for a two-year fellowship. That's one of the longer fellowships. So once you have that two-year experience, then you've developed the networks and contacts to potentially stay on in that role or even transition into maybe another government or related role. So that's one of them, Govern for America. They have lots of opportunities there. Another one I want to mention is a type of, I call it like a hybrid fellowship, the CORO Fellowship in Public Affairs. This provides both kind of a graduate level training as well as a professional experience. It's like a full-time intensive for 9 months. And it's all developed around public service. So you're working 6 to 30 weeks in a local nonprofit or government or some type of community-based organization. That's another good one. And they have them in Pittsburgh, New York City, LA, and a couple other places.
Oh, nice.
One that is a hot area right now for jobs is cybersecurity. So there's also a fellowship called the Cybersecurity Talent Initiative. And that's really to get people trained up in cybersecurity so you can start to move into those careers. So not specific to veterans, but I mean, if you have any kind of technical or background that could transition, you don't have to have cybersecurity background. It's more to really get more people into that field. That helps you. And it also helps if you're in, you know, if you're enrolled in an undergraduate program through the benefits that you receive, then this is something that you can do in addition to your studies. And then last one is Lead for America, which is similar to Government for America, also giving you a one-year placement in local government. So that, again, that's just a few, a little bit government skewed, but I feel like that can be a good transition if you're used to that kind of world.
I agree. And what I love about what you just presented, you gave not only a variety of options behind the industry that the fellowships are connected with, you also included some hybrid options because the situations that some of these transitioning service members and their families are in when they accept these fellowships can vary. Location, geographic. Mm-hmm. So being able to access it remote is important. You have a lot of flair for travel. Some people enjoyed their military experience because they were able to travel abroad. So being able to connect that same desire to travel to a fellowship post-military, I appreciate you throwing in a variety. Hit me with some more, please.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say, I didn't actually mention the international fellowships. In my early career, I did a couple of international fellowships, which is something that military veterans can do as well. So I did a German Chancellor Fellowship in Germany, which unfortunately has just this year been discontinued, but there's a whole other host of fellowships in countries abroad. And often they do help you bring your spouse, your family, if you have family that you want to bring with you. So if you go into the database, you can even sort of categorize by location if you want to go to Europe, to Asia, to Africa. There's all sorts of different opportunities there.
The other part that I wanted to mention, which is the longevity that can come with some of these fellowships. Mm-hmm. And that is a form of security for a lot of transitioning service members that are still trying to find their path, that are still trying to figure out how they can make long-lasting impacts post-military. Having something like a fellowship that lasts 2 to 3 years to give them not only exposure to the industry, but a network they can lean back on. That is something that is crucial to a lot of transitioning service members so they can have that security with their family element. So they know what they're going to be doing as soon as they transition out, and they know that they're on the pathway to achieving certain goals. So that is a distinct difference between internships. The ones that I did, all the internships that I did during my initial years were under 6 months. No matter how prestigious, they all were kind of a short-term fix for my professional life. So these fellowships that last 2 to 3 years are incredible. And I really wish I would have had someone to help illuminate that pathway for me during my transition journey. And it just underscores the importance of today's episode and why you're here to describe not only variety of fellowships, but some of the ins and outs, the seams and the gaps that are missed when these fellowships are presented to transitioning service members.
Absolutely. And I will say, I mean, fellowships don't guarantee a job at the end of it, but I do find that people who take the leap and do a fellowship, and they're particularly good for, you know, transition periods in your career. If you take the leap and really make the most of it from day one in terms of making sure that you meet everyone within the network that you're going to build there, often you get special programming, you get kind of your foot in the door to different things. I do think in, as a long-term strategy, it builds more security for your career than if you just kind of go in with a company and kind of start from ground zero. I mean, I do think fellowships give you that network that's really going to help propel you long-term.
When it comes to understanding not only eligibility for some of these fellowships, but if it's the right fit for you, what would be some of the pieces of advice that you would give to eligible candidates to help them filter through some of these fellowships to figure out if they're the right fit for them? Would you recommend any personal questions that they ask themselves, anything to that effect?
Oh, yes. Well, first of all, I always think it's good to always think about what's the mission of these programs, because the mission is not to give you a job or give you funding. So you have to keep in mind, the mission is not actually about you, the fellow. Most of these organizations are funding fellowships as an investment in people to further their organization's social impact mission. So a lot of these are social impact oriented. So it could be focused on climate change. It could be cybersecurity. It could be public democracy. It could be any of those things. So I would say, number one, make sure you research the background of the fellowship. Why was it created? What's the purpose of it? Who were they looking to recruit and why? And then you can begin to see, am I aligned with this? Because I don't think it's a good strategy to apply to fellowships in areas that are not of interest to you or don't really spark your interest. I mean, first of all, it'll come through in the application if you're not really aligned. But I would say, as a first go, think about the topics that you're passionate about during your service. What are some of the things that you were excited about? Or it could even be in just foreign affairs and cultural awareness. Maybe it was in the climate world, climate adaptation. Could be in refugees. It could be even just education and professional development. Think about that and make sure you're aligned with the fellowship outcomes. So if your personal mission is aligned with the program's mission, it's going to be a good fit. But also, you know, you got to check out basic eligibility as well. Make sure that you are in the age range that they're kind of seeking. You hear words like early career, mid-career. That can mean different things to different groups. So just kind of look at, who do they select? Okay, am I about that age range? Now, I will mention that if you're coming out of the military, sometimes, you know, if you haven't yet completed your bachelor's, you might feel like, well, I'm an older bachelor's student or undergraduate student or community college student. And so, you know, this doesn't seem right. So I would also encourage you, ask the fellowship staff, talk to them, go to the info sessions. Do not be afraid to ask questions. You could ask me or James, hey, is this a good fit for me? But honestly, the people you should ask are the fellowship organizations and their staff, because they're going to be able to tell you honestly, you know, this is a good fit. Or, hey, maybe you have too much work experience or too little experience, or really your language skills should be better for this. You know, they can tell you those sorts of things. So don't be afraid to put yourself out there and ask those questions.
I was disappointed when I found out that I was too old to be considered a young professional. That really was a dagger through my heart, but I completely understand. Before I get too lost in the sauce and wrapped up in our conversation, I do want to give the listening audience the ability to connect with you and connect with ProFellow. Where can we find you online?
Absolutely. ProFellow.com is the main website. You want to sign up for ProFellow to get into the database. We have a contact form if you have general questions. If you want to connect with me, you can find me at LinkedIn. Just Google in there, not Google. Search Dr. Vicki Johnson ProFellow. You'll find me in there. And I've got lots of followers. I'm a person. Follow me if you want to get kind of LinkedIn notices about fellowships and people that we're featuring. Also, I have my personal website, drvickijohnson.com, if you want to learn more about me and reach out.
So you have your marching orders right now. I want her inbox to be flooded with LinkedIn requests, but hey, also, but follow requests, because I know that everyone out there is just itching to learn more about fellowships that can help advance their professional careers. But let's keep it within reason. We understand that Dr. Johnson has a full plate. And we also want to be respectful of her time, but just know that some of these resources that we're providing you with today are there for you to take advantage of. So make sure that you're using them responsibly, but also that you're doing your own research. So when you come to the table, you actually have something to present to the group. So I want to take a turn and put the mirror back on you, Dr. Johnson, because I'd like to know a little bit more about how the fellowship world helped shape your professional life.
Oh, absolutely. So when I was an undergraduate, this was back in 2001, I was looking for, you know, my first job out of college. I was a government major. I was very much interested in public service. But honestly, I didn't really know how to get my foot in the door anywhere. I was applying to jobs. I wasn't really getting any interviews. I went to the career office and I found a brochure for the New York City Urban Fellows Program, which is a one-year program in New York City government for recent college graduates. And I thought, oh my gosh, this would be my dream job. It was basically get placed in a full-time work placement. There's a cohort of fellows, 25 from all over the country. There's a leadership development curriculum. So it was just so cool. But I was a little bit intimidated by the application process, because you had to do a personal statement, rec letters, and that sort of thing. And my GPA, I had like a 3.2 GPA. So I thought, oh, I don't know if I'll be competitive. But, you know, what I noticed is that when I was researching the program's mission, I saw that, okay, this is a service-oriented fellowship. And they really want people who are going to go on to work long-term in government. I mean, it's basically meant to replace this, you know, get young talent in the door, right? So once I knew the mission, I knew I could really align myself by talking a lot in my application about the community service that I did during undergrad. And that did get me in the door. This is a really competitive fellowship that I got into. Now, what's unique about this too is that we were the 9/11 class. So were there. We started just before the World Trade Center attacks of 9/11. So we started the week before. We weren't in our work placements yet. And this really changed my life. Not only was I a witness to 9/11, I was down just 7 blocks from the World Trade Center when the attacks happened. Later, when the fellowship got going and they finally could place us, we were able to rank our placements, and I chose the Office of Emergency Management as where I wanted to go. I knew nothing about emergency management, but this was a world-changing event that had happened. And I thought, okay, I'm going to pick OEM. And I got to spend a year working in OEM in this recovery phase during 9/11. And that launched a 15-year career in emergency management and public health. I also did a lot of pandemic work in this time, too. So this is to say the fellowship opened up a door that I did not even know existed. I worked in this field of emergency. It was a very exciting time to work in the field. There was a lot of work, new things being done, you know. During that period from 2001 onwards, as many of you probably know. So, you know, for me, that's why I say the reason that fellowships are so great to apply to is you never know what doors are going to open. And I will say the process of applying to fellowships can open doors too. Even if you don't get into the fellowship, it's an opportunity to connect with people who are on the fellowship, ask them questions, build your network. Even if you don't get into it, it's a network building opportunity. So that changed my life. I went on to do several other fellowships. I did the German Chancellor Fellowship. I did a Herbert Scoville Jr. Peace Fellowship in DC. And I also got into this world of fully funded graduate programs, went on and did my Master of Science in Public Health and my PhD with full funding. So another big area that I talk about, James, is fully funded graduate programs, which we didn't even get into that yet. So it did launch my career. And that was sort of the inspiration for ProFellow, was because so few people knew about them. It was kind of a word of mouth sort of thing. And I thought, man, that's really limiting who not only finds them, but wins them. So I thought we need to change that that particular situation.
Wow. I did not know before we started recording today about your connection to 9/11. And what really resonates with me is the high number of individuals that I served with that gave the rationale for why they joined the military as 9/11. I saw it happen, so it sparked my activation to service. No different than the situation you just provided us. You found a way to continue your service after this massive event that connected the country. And I think that that goes right into the vein of the conversation that we're having about fellowships overall, specifically for military veterans that are transitioning out. And for 99.999% of us, we're looking for a new purpose set after our military service, something that's on par with the connection and the energy that we felt while we served in the military, but doing that outside of the uniform. And wow, I think you just gave the perfect encapsulation why fellowships are so vital and important, but some of the skills and experiences that you really can pull from them if you put yourself out there and open your mind to these experiences. So I appreciate you sharing that with me and with the listening and viewing audience. I would like to ask, you know, during, you know, the fellowships domestic and abroad, what do you think are some of the unique skills that you developed, but also some of the unique skills that helped get you through these fellowships?
Oh, I think they definitely were about resilience and self-sufficiency. In a lot of these fellowships, you know, you are expected to sort of drive the agenda with your with a project, with a leadership role. And honestly, like, you could either kind of flail through your fellowship and not really get much out of it, or you can really drive it and get a lot out of it, maybe well beyond what most people would expect. So for me, anytime I was on a fellowship, I made the point of using the fellowship title to meet people that maybe previously probably wouldn't have answered my email. You know, I would use it as an opportunity to finish special projects, even projects that were not related to the fellowship. I used it, sometimes you get quite a bit of autonomy under a fellowship to do lots of different things. So I started ProFellow, for example, while on a fellowship. You know, I was able to use those leadership skills. So I think it taught me to be super creative and resourceful. And because I was always thinking, I don't know when this is going to help me, but at some point, knowing this person is probably going to help me. And then probably having, you know, this network over here is going to help me. And I just kept building and building and building until what is now a really sustainable career for me to work in the space that I love.
Wow. I think the way that we'll wrap things up is I want to open up the floor to you. Is there any upcoming events, any upcoming announcements that you'd like to provide to the listening and viewing audience? Anything coming up that you can excite us with before the Christmas season?
Oh, definitely. So I will say, so for the past 5 years, ProFellow has run our signature program, the fully funded course and mentorship program. It is an in-depth online course and group coaching program to help people get into fully funded master's and PhD programs. So a lot of our students go on and they get these funding awards of $50K to $400K to finish their graduate degrees. And so, and for some people, this is great. I know veterans have some benefits, educational benefits. However, they may run out, you know, you may not be able to. The fully funded graduate programs are the place to go. Of course, they're a bit competitive. So we help train people and coach people up to get into these programs. We're going to be opening up our all new 2024 programming, probably in early, about in January timeframe. And you know, James, this is making me think I got to have some special opportunities just for veterans in our community, some special ins. And this is a program you can start next year, and it's going to help prepare you for those December, January deadlines that you'll be kind of targeting. So even if you're finishing your undergraduate degree in May-ish, and you know, you're going to have to already start working toward that master's or doctoral application. It also helps you apply to fellowships. So that's the big thing we'll be opening up. And you can learn more about it at fullyfundedcourse.com. That's a ProFellow program. And we'd love to have more veterans in our student community.
And Dr. Johnson, I'd love to have you back again, because we didn't get to talk in depth about the graduate level and PhD level programs that ProFellow is helping connect veterans and their spouses to. So I definitely want to have an opportunity to go in depth into that, to learn the educational pathways that you're helping illuminate for veterans as they transition out of the military. But it is unfortunate that we have to stop at this leg of our journey. It has been an absolute pleasure. I've learned a lot. I've been inspired and I've been excited. But for me, overall, I've been honored just by having this conversation with you here today.
Oh, James, thank you so much. This is my life's work and I love it. So it's really my honor to be here. So thank you so much. And thank you to everyone listening for your service. I'm part of a military family myself, so I really appreciate the sacrifices that you're making with you and your families.
And we thank you for your continued service and also the service of your family. From all of us here at the Compass Check podcast, I want to say thank you for joining us today, but also we're going to see you soon because we have so much in the works and I cannot wait to have you back. So with that, to my listening and viewing audience, I'm going to say goodbye. I'm your host, James Fitzgerald. This has been another episode of the Compass Check podcast. Make sure to stay tuned as we will be back with another episode to help you navigate your transition out of the military and into the corporate workforce.
This has been another episode of the Compass Check podcast, brought to you by AmeriVet Securities. I've been your host, Army veteran James Fitzgerald. If you or your organization would like to be featured on a future episode of Compass Check, please send an email to james.fitzgerald@AmeriVetSecurities.com. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next time.